bit of time, so we're going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll jump right in. Father God, we just come before you right now. We thank you that you are a great, mighty God, that there is none like you. Father, I ask that you'd fill me right now with your spirit, that you would use me to speak your truth and love, that you, Father, would open our hearts to receive and to hear the things that you have for us today. Lord, we thank you for this time, and we lift it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, in Psalm 1, verse 2, she talked about it last night, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, she meditates day and night. Delight means pleasure, desire, or something regarded as valuable. And as Amanda shared last night with that great illustration, I might add, of the cow chewing over and over, ruminating, right? Meditate means to ruminate, to turn something over and over again in our minds. So what we value, we return to. And as we continually return to God's truth, it shapes the way we think. And that brings us to our first tool in our temple toolbox, which should be up here, and you all have a sheet. Here's the question for you ladies. What am I allowing to influence my mind? Dr. Lee Warren, a Christian neurosurgeon, talks about how repeated patterns of attention and thought can strengthen connections in the brain called neural pathways. Does anyone here hike? Oh, we got a couple hikers here. So think of it this way. A neural pathway is like a trail, and the more you use it, the more often you walk down it, that trail becomes more established. And that's what's going on in our brain. So think about the progression. Delight draws our attention. Meditation turns it over in our minds. And repetition of what we're meditating on strengthens those pathways in our brain. We see this in something as ordinary as scrolling. Right? How many of us have picked up our phones, we check one thing, and 20 minutes later, we're like, holy cow, where'd my time go? Every swipe gives us something new. And over time, our brains become accustomed to that stimulation. But Psalm 1 gives us a different pattern. Delighting in God's truth, returning our minds to it again and again. And I love that science is showing us something that God's word has been teaching all along, that what we repeatedly focus on matters. And the good news is that we can intentionally direct our attention towards truth. Woo. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, we're to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So we need to stop and think, is this thought true? Does it agree with God's word? And if repetition matters, we need to be intentional about what we are repeatedly putting into our minds. So what does that look like practically? Under number one, we have many tools here. I'm just going to hit a couple for time. Devo time, setting aside a time each day to read your word. It's super important. You need to protect your time in the Word. Bible study is another place where we can connect with women, understand God's Word. We are starting back up in September, and we're going to be in 1 Peter. So it's also another way to hold yourself accountable in getting in God's Word. And ladies, even with the news, there's so many things going out there with the news. It's intentional. You need to be intentional about what you allow to focus on, what you allow to influence you. And one of my favorite apps is RLN. It's a great resource because it looks at news from a biblical perspective. So these are some simple tools that keep truth in front of us and help us be intentional about what influences our minds. And that brings us to our next tool in our temple toolbox that is a tongue twister, just so you know. Practice. And here's the question. What am I repeatedly doing that helps truth take root? There are simple practices that keep us turning our hearts back to the Lord and our minds back to truth. And I'm going to hit on a couple of those as well. Prayer. Maybe it's setting aside a consistent time every day to meet with the Lord. Gratitude. I want you to get those little journals that you just were handed out, Karen handed out to you. I want you to grab that right now. I want you to open it up. Because I want you to write down three things you're thankful for. Yeah, you have 10 seconds. Go. I'm kidding. Yeah, and if you didn't get one, just raise your hand. Writing down things we're grateful for and thinking about things that are true, lovely, and praiseworthy. Thinking on those things, being thankful. Science has shown that it causes our brain to go into a regulation mode where it just calms the body. So it's just another way that God's word, which he knew, getting into our lives can help us calm our bodies and be good stewards of our bodies. Okay, we're going to go on to memorizing scripture. God tells us to hide his word in our hearts. Putting up scripture throughout your house is a great way to do that. Another way to help encourage you memorize scripture is under truth number one is the Revo app. It's an app that puts scripture to music. So you can keep playing it in your car if you're memorizing a verse. You could also, here's a plug for children's ministry. You could get into children's ministry. I remember the first verse. I remember it clearly that I memorized when I helped out at children's ministry. So that's another way to get the word of God into your mind. But if you would like more help than that, Lisa Jameson leads a scripture memory class Thursday mornings at 8:15 in the cafe right before women's Bible study. And she has excellent tools for memorizing scripture. So these tools are simple, but ladies, what we repeatedly do matters. They keep turning our attention back towards the Lord. And I've learned firsthand that what we continually give our minds to and attention to can affect not only how we think and live, but how our bodies respond. And that became very real for me during a difficult season in my own health journey. I want to be clear about this before I tell you. I loved the Lord. I was seeking him. But at the same time, fear about my health slowly began taking up far more space in my mind than I had realized. Some of you heard part of my story 2 years ago. I had a diagnosis of MS at 28, so health was something I was already thinking about. We're going to take a time jump 10 years later, and that's when I had our third son, Elijah, who was born with Down syndrome. And because of my own health history, suddenly I had a whole new set of fears. I remember thinking, Lord, how am I going to take care of him? I have so many health issues already. And this sent me into research mode. Anyone here a researcher? Yeah? Yeah? You start looking up one thing and then 3 hours later you've diagnosed your entire family? That's me, okay? So it can be a great tool, but for me, it became an area where I really had to learn to guard my mind. When Elijah was about 18 months old, I began making major changes in our diet and spending enormous amounts of time trying to manage everyone's health. At the same time, our finances were really tight. So I was caring for our family, taking Elijah to multiple therapies, trying to keep up with it all. And eventually my body said, stop. It began to decline. So I went to the doctor thinking, well, maybe my MS is progressing. But they decided to run some blood tests and it came back that I had Lyme disease. I was positive for Lyme disease. So I began a protocol for Lyme. And as time went on, I was on this protocol, my body began reacting more and more to everything. Eventually, I was barely sleeping, most nights, maybe 1 hour a night. And so with all of that, I became exhausted, anxious. I know this sounds strange, but I literally felt like electricity was going up and down my body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I remember thinking, Lord, how much longer can my body keep going like this? So I had tried everything natural. I knew to help calm my body, to help me sleep, but there was nothing worked. And eventually I did go to the doctor and They said they were giving me their strongest sleep med. It would put me to sleep for 24 hours, and I slept for 1 hour. Yeah. So my mom, my stepmom, who's a nurse practitioner, she flew out to help us, and she also her area of expertise as a nurse practitioner is pregnancy and postpartum. And she said, "We need to admit you to the hospital," because I had lost so much weight, and she just saw my mind. She saw me ruminating on the things that were not true, noble, or praiseworthy. And so she said, "We need to check you in." So I was admitted to a psychiatric hospital where doctors recommended an ECT, which is short for electroconvulsive therapy. I know it sounds scary, but it's a treatment performed under anesthesia that uses a controlled electrical current to cause a brief seizure and to help reset the brain and treat depression. But it also causes short-term memory loss. I received four treatments while I was in the hospital, and I continued treatments for several weeks after I came home. And there are large portions of that season I simply don't remember, and I truly believe it's God's grace in that. But my husband remembers something that I absolutely have no memory of. Apparently, while I was in the hospital, I said, "Hey, I need a box of Bibles." So he brings me a box of Bibles, and I go room to room, and I'm passing out the word of God, and I'm sharing the gospel with everyone. I remember none of it, but even when my memory wasn't working, God was still using me, ladies. He's so faithful. He works all things for good for those who are called according to his purpose. We have a little cue, Danny. This is what it felt like. Okay, we all know who Dory is, right? She forgets. She has short-term memory loss, right? That's me. I totally related to Dory. So after I left the hospital, Danny would drive me up to my ECT appointments, and every time we pulled up, there was this huge rock outside, with the big letters in bold, "Remember," which was a little ironic considering where I was going, because I was going to get a treatment where I was going to lose my memory. So, but after my treatments, we would stop at Redbox on the way home, and Danny would let me choose a movie, any movie I wanted. Apparently, for 4 weeks in a row, I chose the exact same movie. Apparently, I thought this movie was the new release every week. So this kind of became our own little version of 51st Dates. And I honestly don't remember the movie to this day. So, but when I look back on that season now, the word on the rock, "Remember," it means something completely different to me now. Remember what God has brought you through. Remember his faithfulness. And remember that even the hardest trials that we go through, they're not wasted, ladies. And maybe some of you need that reminder today, too. Anything that you're going through, God will use for his glory. And when I look back on those years, one of the ways I see his faithfulness is through the people he's placed in my life. Just at the right times, people who have prayed for me, encouraged me, spoke truth to me, walked alongside of me. And that brings me to our next tool in our temple toolbox, people. Here's the question: who is helping me stay rooted, encouraged, and accountable? God created us for relationship. We were not meant to walk through life alone. First, stay connected in the church, not just attending, ladies, but getting involved in the church. Serving, finding community through Bible study or small groups. I think it's fantastic that you are all here right now getting involved in our women's conference. That's a great way to meet and connect with other people. Second, cultivate godly friendships. We need people in our lives who will pray for us, encourage us, speak truth into our lives, and point us back to Christ. I'm so thankful for the people God has placed in my life to walk alongside me. But there are also things he has entrusted to each of us personally, including taking care of our bodies. And that brings us to our next tool in our temple toolbox. I'm telling you, it's a tongue twister. Stewardship. Here's the question. How am I caring for the body that God has entrusted to me? Stewardship is not about appearance. It's not about perfection. It's simply asking, am I caring for myself in a way that gives me strength and endurance to do what God has called me to do? And part of that is recognizing how closely God designed our mind and our brain and our body to work together. Dr. Waring is a fascinating example from a functional MRI. As a woman is in the MRI, they ask her to focus on the hardest experience of her life. They could see activity increase in the amygdala. That's one of the brain's alarm centers back here. And what's interesting is once that started going, her physical body started responding. Her heart rate went up, breathing changed, her blood pressure increased. Then they said, okay, shift your thought and think of the happiest memory of your life. It all calmed down. Her heart rate came down. Her breathing changed. Her blood pressure came down. So it's a powerful picture of how connected our thoughts are to our brain and our brain are to our body. And that isn't only about the big things we've been through, right? It's not about just the trials, the traumas, the big stress events in our life, but it's also, ladies, what are we thinking and telling us daily? What are we saying to ourselves? Are we saying, I'm never going to get through this? I just know today's going to be a bad day, or I'm never going to get better. When we continually return to fearful or negative thought patterns, our nervous system can remain on high alert, which can over time affect things like sleep, digestion, energy, and how we feel physically. Now, the opposite is true for when we're thinking on things that are true, noble, and praiseworthy. You can override that. And that's what it means to take that thought captive, because that's where God wants us to be. He wants us to be in that place where we're thinking on his word because he wants our bodies to respond the way he has made them. And I do want to be careful here. This does not mean every illness is caused by our thoughts or being sick that we failed spiritually. Anxiety and depression can also have very real physical, hormonal, neurological, and traumatic factors involved. So our thoughts matter, but stewardship is bigger than our thoughts. God has given us a physical body to care for. So I want to give you just a few practical places to start. What we breathe, what we eat, what we drink, and how we move and rest. Let's start with the air we breathe. Every time I say that, I think of that song. I would sing it for you, but I don't have that gift, so I will spare you. So we can't control everything we're exposed to outside. We have pollution, we have wildfire smoke, and other pollutants. But studies have shown that pollutants indoors can be more than outdoors. So we need to think about making better choices with what we have in our home. Things like plug-in air fresheners, scented candles, cleaning products. It can all add to the chemicals in the air we breathe. And the chemicals that we're exposed to in a lot of these products act as endocrine disruptors, meaning they can mimic, block, or interfere with the way our hormones work. And ladies, we really need our hormones to work, especially when you get older, okay? So this is not about becoming fearful. It's about making wise choices. And if you want to go a step further, air purification in your home is another tool you can consider. At that same awareness, that applies to what we eat. Now, food is meant to nourish us and help us care for the bodies God has given us. We want to eat to live, not live to eat. Sometimes we do it the other way. but really we want to eat to live. So that doesn't mean we can never enjoy a treat. In our household, vitamin C is chocolate. So it really, you know, it stands for chocolate. It's a good thing. But most of the time we need to ask ourselves, is what I'm eating or drinking really nourishing my body? So many of you who grew up had a different food chart. RFK Jr. has made, it literally has flipped, like he flipped it upside down. So our main thing that we want to eat is protein, dairy, healthy fats. That's our main thing. Then we want to go to fruits and vegetables, no seed oils, obviously. And then a little bit down here, whole grains. And I don't know if you recognize, there's no sugar on this chart. The other chart had a teaspoon of sugar, but this chart has no sugar. Not that you can't ever have it, but just be wise. Be wise with what you're putting into your body. So, and I would encourage you, if it's practical for your family, organic is another option to consider because it reduces exposure to pesticides and other chemicals during the food process. This is also important where you need to become a label reader. Don't just look at the front of the box and think, oh, this is really nice. It looks really delicious. You need to turn that box over and read the ingredients in the smallest font ever, right? I feel like I have to bring a magnifying glass to read those ingredients. So you want to look for food made with simple ingredients. If you cannot pronounce it, don't eat it. I know food can be a struggle for many of us because the flesh wants what the flesh wants, right? It feels good for the moment. So sometimes we just need to pause again and ask, take that thought captive. Do I really need this? Will this nourish my body? So another foundational part of caring for our bodies is water. Hydration affects almost every system in our body. Water, everyone take a drink. Or coffee, which dehydrates you, but water. Okay, it supports circulation, digestion, temperature regulation, removal of waste. So in our house, a big question of the day is, have you pooped today? Pooping's important, ladies. Here in Castle Rock, part of our water supply is actually toilet to tap. So filtered water is something I would really encourage you to prioritize. I have filters. We have a tabletop filter in our home. And since we're exposed to so much of that water through bathing and showering, a shower filter would be a great consideration. And that brings us to another area of our stewardship, our skin. It's our largest organ, ladies. What are we putting on it? Lotion, shampoo, perfume, deodorant, which I probably could use some right now, and other personal care products. Again, we don't have to become fearful about these things. We simply want to be informed and make wise choices where we can. And there are a lot of swaps out there. You can look them up. Swap this for that. They'll pop right up on Google. So stewardship isn't only about what we try to reduce or avoid. It's also about what we do to strengthen and support our bodies God has given us. And what do you think that is? One of the simple ways we can do that through is, how do we strengthen our bodies? Exercise, movement. Okay, that wasn't like super excited. Our bodies were designed to move. So walking and regular movement support circulation, mobility, overall function. It gets you sweating, even though you may not like it, but that's where toxins come out too. We need to sweat. Weight-bearing exercise is so important. Resistant training, that strengthens our bones and helps us maintain muscle, especially for those of us who are aging and our hormones aren't as happy. So it's really important to get that exercise in. If exercise isn't your favorite thing, I'm going to encourage you right now to find someone to do it with. Grab a partner. I am so thankful for my friend Karen back there. Her motto is motion is lotion. Apparently our joints didn't get that memo because we still think we're kind of 30-ish, but our joints don't. So whether you're walking or doing the incline, whether we're walking or doing the incline, you can too. It almost turns into prayer every time. We're moving our bodies, we're strengthening our friendship, and we're getting outside all at the same time. See, that's multitasking, ladies. And caring for our bodies isn't only about movement. We need to give them time to rest and recover. So that brings us to another important part of our stewardship, sleep and rest. One practical thing we can control at night is our screen exposure. I know a lot of people, they like to read at night and they like to read on their tablet, but I'm gonna let you know that blue light can suppress melatonin, which is what you really need to fall asleep. So it makes it really harder for the body to wind down. So I'm gonna encourage you to put your screens away 2 hours before bed. And if you can't do that, then I would encourage you to invest in a blue light, a screen blocker for your phone or for your tablet, whatever you're using. Keep your bedroom cool and dark. Studies have shown you sleep better when it's cool and quiet for those of you who need it. I personally need an industrial fan. That is my sleep prop, literally. So I feel bad for people who have to travel with me and sleep in the same room. Now, God gave his people a rhythm of work and rest. Time to slow down, step away from constant stimulation, and enjoy our families and worship. We need to take a Sabbath, ladies. We need to guard our Sabbath. But part of that slowing down also means learning to listen to your physical body. Sometimes there might be something physical going on that we need to pay attention to. I'm not saying focus on it. I'm not saying ruminate on it. But if there are some physical symptoms that have come up and you've done all these things and they're still there, you may need to look into some things. Especially if anyone here has underlying conditions like autoimmune disease, like I do, or thyroid problems, hormone imbalances. All these can add up to creating symptoms like anxiety, mood swings, weight gain. So I would encourage you to make sure you're getting your blood work done every year to make sure all those things are in check. So it's worth asking, could there be something going on in my body that I need to look at? And sometimes part of that wise stewardship may include medication. There can be a time and a place for it. In my own journey, medication helped me through a really difficult season. And when the time was right, I was able to come off of it with support. And since then, I found a holistic practitioner who has been helping me through a detox protocol using supportive tools like herbs, binders, essential oils, homeopathy. Ladies, I'm so thankful for the many resources God has given us through creation. And I really believe that they really help support our body. But ultimately, caring for our bodies helps us be ready for what God has called us to do. And that brings us to our final tool in the temple toolbox, purpose. So here's the question. How am I using the gifts and talents God has given me? Now, that purpose is lived out in many different places, in our families, as we love and serve those God has given us, taking care of our kids, our spouse, our aging parents, in our churches, as we use the gifts God has given us to serve the body of Christ, or as we share the gospel and point others to Jesus. And even in the public square, we can live out our purpose through our work, our communities, and even in our local government. And all these things, all these areas bring us back to the heart of what we've been talking about today. Faithfully caring for what God has entrusted to us so we can live the life he has called us to. So as we close, stay rooted in truth, put it into practice, walk with God's people, steward what he has entrusted to you, and live out his purpose for his glory. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, that We are fearfully and wonderfully made in your, and you've created us. You formed us in our mother's womb, Lord. And I just ask right now, as you have revealed things to us, Lord, that you would bring people alongside of us to help us be faithful and obedient to what you've asked us to do, that we would walk worthy of you, fully pleasing you, Lord, bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, any questions? Quiet. Oh, question over here. Okay. Okay.
Especially for people who don't find the availability or don't have the strength to go for heights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing in your home.
Yes. Yes.
Probably one of the best options for elderly. And because I've worked with so many, keeping them moving.
Yep.
Prime.
It is.
Even if you're single, you can dance in your home.
You sure can.
You can dance around your kitchen table. You can dance around the countertop.
Yep.
Dancing is a great way. Not only is it a great way for moving the body, but it's a great place to really get into some intimate worship.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Everyone here dance? Oh, okay. Elijah loves to dance, so we're always dancing at our house. Yes. I can. And actually, I'm sorry, I didn't have a time to put a list together, but I will get a list together. I will. I can tell you for makeup, Adele makeup, it is all natural makeup and it's Christian owned, which I love because I want to support those who are like-minded, right? So Adele makeup is awesome. You can A-D-E-L-E. And if it's spelled wrong, it'll autocorrect. But that's great for makeup. Lotion. There's a lot of good lotions at natural grocers. But ladies, you can make your own lotions. It's super easy. You a cup of tallow, a fourth a cup of jojoba oil. So you melt the tallow. Then you add the jojoba oil and you let it set, bring it to room temperature. Then you whip it with a, it has to be a high speed processor, like a KitchenAid. And then you add your essential oils to it. And you look at me, I'm putting tallow on my skin?
You don't want to smell like
heat. Yeah, no, you want to put a lot of essential oil in it. So, yeah. Right. And you can also make, like, we make our own chapstick. Karen and I do a lot of this. She's my buddy in my health journey. So we do a lot. We make, she just made some soap, lotion, chapstick. It's really, really easy. You just have to find the time to do it. But if you do it with a buddy, you can knock a bunch out all at once, and then you're set for quite some time. So great question. Any other, well, okay. I will. But what I will say for those of you, I mean, we're ladies here who are still menstruating, except for you, Danny, close your ears. I would encourage feminine products that are organic because you absorb whatever you put in your body. So I really want to encourage that. Deodorant, you can make your own deodorant. I will hook you up. So you know what I want you to do, Karen, if you would have a piece of paper back there and you can put your phone number or email. If any of you are interested in a swaps, clean swaps, she's going to pass around a paper and you can put your email or I can text you and then I will get that together for you if that would be helpful. Yes.
If you don't want to make your own lotions, the tallow, I started using it. You can look up Papa Bear Naturals.
Yeah.
They have grass-fed tallow. I got an
insider. Yeah, no. They're... Yes, you're right. There are a lot of those out there, but I will say making your own is so much cheaper just because when I first started, it was like $50 for like a little jar and I can make so much, but you know, cause they put organic on it and organic, I'm telling you, it sends the price up 100%, which can be really hard. So if we can find time in our schedules to make those things. I know it's hard when you have lots of kids. I know, but you know what? Pull on your resources. Karen and I are, I mean, we're resources for you. So if you guys want to get together and have a lotion making party, we can dance. We can totally do that if that sounds something that would be fun for you. Just let me know. So yeah, essential oil is great for perfume, by the way. There are so many chemicals in perfumes. They literally put petroleum gasoline in perfume. So I would really recommend essential oil over any kind of perfume. So any other questions? I don't even know what our time is. Oh, yeah. We got 10 minutes. Okay, let's go. Danny, get the music on. Motion is lotion. Let's go. Cindy.
We do the work. Yep. That's half of those things. But we also focus on the whole person. So you want to make sure that you are drinking enough water.
Yep.
I had a young lady that very depressed, and I asked her how much water she was drinking, and she was making a cup.
Mm-hmm.
She started drinking what she was supposed to.
Yep.
Depression went away. So some of those things can be very natural.
Yep.
So yep. Thank you for bringing
those. Yeah. Yeah. Hydration is so important. So important. Make sure. And what I know. And that's why I know when you look at the thing, it says, okay, her temple, and you're probably thinking everything's going to be focused on food and exercise, but it's so important that we get our minds right because our minds affect our bodies, right? So we want to make sure we're taking care of the whole temple, just like you were saying. So any other questions?
What do you think about air purifiers?
I personally would get a Jasper air purifier. It is more expensive, but that's why I'm waiting. That's one of my things because, ladies, I have to really guard my time, and there are many tools out there that I'm like, oh, I could use that. That would be great for me. But the Lord's like, yeah, no, you're gonna have to wait on that. So I really have to wait for God to literally put someone in my path, and that's what He actually did with this holistic doctor that I just started with a year ago, because part of that testimony I shared with you where I had to go in and get ECT treatments, I was detoxing, and I don't know if you've heard of these terms. Okay, she didn't have my drainage pathways open. I've learned this now. And so everything got backed up. So I was killing off all the lime in my body, and it wasn't coming out, and it was staying in. So that affects your mental health. That affects your nervous system. So I was fearful of detoxing. And I'm like, God, if you want me to detox, you're going to have to put someone in my path and provide for it. And He did that. Now, that was like 14 years later, right? I waited 14 years because part of it, I was in fear, and that's not of the Lord. The Lord does not want us to be in fear. But I also didn't want to take steps that my body wasn't ready for yet. So I do encourage detoxing, especially for those of us who have autoimmune issues. Elijah's doing a detox with me. He's doing awesome too. He's like the best eater. He has Hashimoto's. So that's a thyroid disease. He swings back and forth from Hashimoto's to Graves. And so it's hypothyroidism, where your body attacks your thyroid. That's what Hashimoto's is. And so he eats super clean, and exercise isn't his favorite. So here's a trick that I do as a mom. I'm like, okay, you want to watch some screen time? I put it on the treadmill. So if you guys need some screen time, get on the treadmill, just stick it right up there. And that encourages you. Yeah, he will. He will walk for a long time. So that's kind of what I have to do with him. Yeah, so yes. Okay, so this is what I don't recommend. Do not get on Instagram, Facebook, and look at a detox protocol. So I'm going through a program called CellCore. It's called CellCore, and I can give you the gal who I am going through with if you want her information. Anyone who wants any information of any holistic doc that I have connections with, I am happy to share that with you. So, great question.
Do you ever get worried that you're taking so many
Oh, like when I'm detoxing and killing things, or
just in general, like water filters.
Uh-huh. So you have to put minerals back in. So, for example, Berkey's don't take out minerals, but a distiller does. I add minerals to all of my water. I add minerals. Because for me, just hearing toilet to tap really grosses me out. I'm just saying. And so I would rather completely take everything out and then put those minerals back in. Yeah, and I have a resource for that. So, oh, you did? Oh, great, great. Yeah, I can totally connect you. Any other questions? No question? I thought I saw something coming. No, you're like taking it all in. I know things can be overwhelming when you're just starting this journey with trying to make sure everything in your home is cleaned out. So just do baby steps, one thing at a time. If you still have a product you're using, use it and then see what you can swap it with. That way you don't feel like you're wasting your money. So, yes. Yes. I would swap those for a high-grade stainless steel. And I can connect you with, we have Cutco. That's what we have. We have Cutco pans. There's high grade stainless steel. Yeah, they do. I know. I used to sell Cutco in college. Isn't that crazy? And glass. Oh yeah, I have glass pans. They are Vision cookware from the 80s. You have to go on eBay to find them. Although I did find them. Gosh, where were we? Oh, we were in Montana and we were looking at a thrift store. Thrift stores will have them. So that's a great way to pick up glass pans. It was an antique shop. It was. Oh, yes.
Anything wrong with the cast iron
pan? No. Nope. Cast iron is a great pan. Would you add anything to that, Karen? Pans? Oh, I'm sorry. Pans you use? Cookware? Caraway. So Caraway is another brand for swapping out your Teflon pans.
Carbon steel.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
And purifiers.
Yes.
So, I mean, some are better than others. How do you know?
I recommend the Jasper Air. Jasper.
Jasper.
Uh-huh. Jasper. Yeah, it popped up on your machine. Yay! 5 minutes. Yes.
The rainbow unit.
A rainbow?
I don't know if a lot of you've heard of them, but it's a cleaning air purification machine too, so you can actually clean your house with it at the same time purifying air in your house.
Oh.
And then when you're not cleaning, you just unhook the hose and leave it out, and you use essential oils as well, but it will actually continue to purify your area, and you just move it around the house and purify the room at the time.
Okay.
I have one, I love it.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
The rainbow. Rainbow.
I haven't heard of that one. Have you? Yeah, I do. I know we did. We had a friend who had a rainbow back in 90. It was so heavy. It was so heavy. Yes. That's a great question. I was going to really try to hone in on that. There's so much that goes into it. But she asked, how do you discern if the information you're getting is influenced by New Age? And we need to go through it prayerfully, because I really believe God has used his creation for us to benefit, to help our bodies. And New Age is trying to steal all of that, right? And so we can be fearful of even going that.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. For even going that route. But I will tell you, I have some great Christian links to all of those things. So if you want to put your name on the little paper, I'd be happy to send that to you. You know, we're always praying and we're always testing it to the Word of God, right? So I don't know about you, but I can kind of sense if someone is going down a path, Even the doctors I have, they're believers, because I want them to be like-minded in spiritually and in health. So I would really encourage you, if you are seeking out holistic doctors, which I have great resources for, to make sure that they are believers. So, yes. Oh, we're done? Oh, okay. Yeah, no. You're welcome. Thank you for coming, ladies. Have a great day.